Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, and across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning. Hopefully, if you're driving safely and you get to where you need to be without running off the road as we have our third nor'easter in a week and a half. But we got some sports today as Neil Walker is a Yankee and the chips are starting to fall in the NFL player by player and what it means for the Jets and Giants. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. And, you know, I'm very proud of you handling the third nor'easter in that 10-day period where you have to drive 64 miles one way. And where you're coming from here on Long Island, I mean, it's right where the money spot is a lot of the snow today.
No complaining. Got here early.
That's what I like about you.
I will get home. There's just that you do what you have to do, Boomer, in situations like this. Coming up in 20 minutes or so, someone gave Al a scare thinking I wasn't coming in today, but it was ended up being a mistake. But I was well on my way at that point. I mean, I got up at 2:30 this morning. I was in the car at 3:00.
And you heard it.
And I was.
You heard it. Did you hear it?
Yes, I did hear it. Yes, indeed. Well, but we will get to that.
For people who didn't hear it, we will play something that came from this radio station around 3:00 this morning. And it was a little bit of a shock to all of us. But we'll get to that in a minute. So you talked about it. The players are starting to fall now, or seems like the free agency is starting to drop, where you can kind of get a sense of where people are going. It looks like Case Keenum is going to go to Denver. And which is amazing to me, because he had such a magical run with your beloved Minnesota Vikings.
That's right.
And it was just an awesome year for him. And what a way to finish the year at home against the New Orleans Saints. Now, they didn't play well when they went to Philadelphia. We all understand that. But their game against the Saints was, you know, a game I think that will be etched in the memory of every Minnesota Viking fan for the rest of their life. And the throw that he makes to Steph Diggs to win the football game against the Saints basically is kind of all for naught now. He is just gone. He did exactly what they wanted him and needed him to do, rescue their season as Sam Bradford went down. And this is the NFL. Not for long. It's a chilling business. They forget about all of the good stuff that he did, all the stuff that he did with Diggs and Thielen and Rudolph and how good they were offensively. And their offense coordinator's gone. He's the head coach of the Giants. Their starting quarterback is gone now. He's going to be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. And here we go. Now it's going to get to nut-cutting time for the Jets, for the Vikings, and maybe even the Cardinals.
Right,
Kirk Cousins.
Right, and the Cardinals are apparently going to make a big deal. There's a lot of guaranteed money, too, so they're throwing their hats in a ring. Couple interesting things. One, obviously the Broncos weren't all that interested in Kirk Cousins if they went out there.
They couldn't afford him.
I mean, but
afford him.
But at the same time,
they didn't want
to get involved in that. Right, but Cousins and the money and where it's gotten now has eliminated the Broncos, and now you've got the Jets and the Vikings and the Cardinals. So Kirk Cousins sends a goodbye letter out to the fans of the Washington Redskins, and in that blog post he tagged on the bottom Jets and Vikings. So now it's down to those two teams.
Unless of course Arizona does something that we wouldn't predict, or if there's another team out there that we're not even thinking about that also could still get involved. But you know, at the end of the day, he's at the right place at the right time. He's a high character guy. No matter what they say out of Washington, you can't take one word for what they say about him out of Washington, because there'll be some negativity coming out of there. You know, at the end of the day, that's a dysfunctional franchise. We all know it's dysfunctional, and that's one of the reasons why he wanted to get the hell away from there and why he is sitting where he is sitting right now. I do believe that somebody is going to go 5 years all in, fully guaranteed. That's what I believe is ultimately he's going to get. I don't see him sitting there, you know, accepting a three-year, $90 million guarantee from Minnesota with an extra 2 years tacked onto it, and then the Jets coming in and offering 5 years, you know, $28 to $29 million per, all guaranteed, yeah. And him saying no to the Jets.
Yeah, it feels like, though, that he's going to the Vikings, and it feels like the Jets are going to have to go to plan B. That's what it feels like this morning. Now, that could change in a matter of hours. That could change tomorrow. But it feels like with Keenum going to the Broncos and saying, all right, I guess I'm not a part of the future there. Because wouldn't you think if Case Keenum thought that he had an opportunity to go back to the – right, he would – or at least wait – to see what happened. And it doesn't seem like there was any waiting going on there with Case Keenum. And I think he did a phenomenal job. And I wanted him back on a short-term deal and give it another run as opposed to giving all this money to Cousins and putting the rest of the roster in jeopardy. But the Jets, they don't have to pay as many guys right now because they don't have anybody on the roster.
The only guy they'll end up having to pay here in the next couple of years is going to be Leonard Williams, assuming he stays here.
Exactly.
And that is it. And that's why the Jets have this advantage going for them. And you remember, you know, at the combine a couple of weeks ago, your head coach Mike Zimmer basically said, look, man, we got to be careful about what we're doing. I think he was trying to send a message to Rick Spielman, but it seems like Rick Spielman has decided, look, this is what we're doing. We're going all in here. And then it's going to be interesting what happens to the local team here, the New York Jets. Where do they go with this? What is plan B? Plan B, is it to bring back Josh McCown and then draft a quarterback, which it seems kind of interesting to me. And also the Buffalo Bills make another trade. So they kind of did what Philadelphia did a few years ago. They traded up. They got up into like now number 12 with the Bengals. And now they have, 22 and 12 or 21 and 12, whatever it is. And kind of like what the Eagles did, do they make a massive offer to like the Colts to get up to number 3 to get a quarterback that they want?
I think that they are. I think that's exactly what they're planning to do. And this was the only way to really go about that. So those pieces are there. So if you think about the Jets and where they are and where they want to be and where they may end up, it's a scary little prospect for them because, first off, Allen Robinson, the guy we talked about, one of the top wide receiver prospects out there. He's going to go to Chicago. All right, so then that's gone. That was one of the guys you were talking about where maybe you can entice Kirk Cousins by bringing in a big weapon like that. That's off the table. One of their best pass catchers and most productive offensive players last year in Austin Seferian Jenkins looks like he is now gone because they don't want to give him the $7 million per that it might command out there in the tight end market. So he looks like he's going to go elsewhere. Is there a scenario shaping up where the Jets are going to get shut out of?
Yes, yes.
I mean, you're sitting there with all this money to spend and basically no one to spend it on. That would be the worst case scenario. Plus, you got to remember, they're sitting at 6. They're not the Giants. They're not going to get a pick of the top 2 quarterbacks or maybe the top quarterback. So if Cousins ends up going to the Vikings, and you're thinking about the Bills now trying to trade up, you could have quarterbacks 1, 2, 3 right there if they make that trade with the Colts, and who knows what happens before you get to 6. I mean, it is a dangerous, dangerous place that the Jets are in right now if they're not careful.
Well, and that's why I do believe that they're going to have to go, you know, to a point where no team wants to go, and it's a total guaranteed contract. That's what it seems like to me, and that's what it sounds like to me. If, in fact, they want to get Kirk Cousins. You know, the interesting thing from the Jets' standpoint is that, you know, last year when Mike Maccagnan decided, okay, we're getting rid of Sheldon Richardson, we're going to get rid of Brandon Marshall, we're not bringing any of these people back, we're going to get rid of Muhammad Wilkerson this year. We drafted 2 safeties last year. I felt like, okay, he made a decision, although I felt like it was a year too late, that we're going to tear it down and we're going to rebuild it. And we're going to rebuild it, and it's going to take a little bit of time, and I get it. And his time is right now, at least for free agency, because they have all this money. They have the most money to spend. They can be as creative as they want to be. They can be as aggressive as they want to be. So he is right now in his particular money spot. I mean, for a general manager to be sitting there with all of these different opportunities now because of the amount of money that he's got, you know, going for him, this is his moment. You know, I said to Jeff Gordon, the general manager of the Rangers, when we had him on here after he was going through all the trades, I said, you know, this is your moment now. This is where you cut, you know, your teeth. This is where you make a name for yourself because you are in a high-profile position. You're going to have cap space. You're going to have opportunity. You're going to have draft picks. And now everybody's going to be watching, and we want to see what the hell you're going to do with our team. The same thing can be said for Mike Maccagnan.
We like Boomer.
Thank you, Mike. They've been here. He's been here for a while now. You know, the Jet fan base is not what I would call a patient bunch, but I think they understood what he was trying to do last year, and now they are in a great position when it comes to free agency. If they lose out on free agency, whether it be real or perceived, the perception is going to be that they failed, that he failed, that he could not get somebody to come here and play for the Jets of significance. And that's the worst part about free agency, you know, Greg, is that, okay, you got a guy targeted. It's been written about now for about 3 months, and here comes the spot, and you can't get the guy, or the guy doesn't want to come here. And I'm telling you, remember we talked about the back pages of these two papers?
Yep.
You can just imagine what the headlines will be when if Kirk Cousins decides to go to Minnesota and take that deal over the deal that the Jets are going to offer.
And it will be because he thinks that that's a better organization right now with a better chance to win. It's not going to be money because the Vikings physically really can't go where the Jets can go for a longer period of time. The Jets will give him a more attractive money deal. So if he turns the Jets down, it's because of the organization and where it is. And that's a direct look in the mirror situation for the Jets. I mean, so you're right. It's going to be embarrassing for them. And then after that, it's not like they got the number one overall pick. I mean, this is really the point that gets driven home because they are second on that list right now. What do you do then? Because the Broncos, oh, by the way, who are also ahead of the Jets in draft order, just because they signed Case Keenum doesn't mean that they still won't draft a quarterback at number five. So if the scenario plays out like we're talking about with the Bills, where you got the Browns taking a quarterback, the Giants potentially taking a quarterback, the Bills trade up, take a quarterback, and then the Broncos, that's four teams right there taking those four quarterbacks that we have talked about so much. So, I mean, it is really, if they get Cousins, they should probably throw a party. It will be one of the bigger moves that franchise made in a long time, and it diverts them away from the road to disaster that is shaping up right now. Who are you going to spend the money on? What is the route?
And you just can't, you know, the other thing too is you can't just spend money just to spend it, just to pacify some people out there that are thinking that you're not getting the job done.
Right.
I'm not saying that this year's free agent crop is all that great either. You know, I mean, there are a couple really good players that, you know, at the top of this thing. Do you make a phone call, by the way, to Drew Brees' agents?
Well, yeah, I know the Vikings already have, by the way. They have already made a call just in case Kirk Cousins does decide on the Jets.
Would you much rather give Case Keenum $90 million over three? I mean, not Case Keenum. Drew Brees, $90 million over 3 years? I think I would.
Especially for a dome team, yeah. I mean, without a doubt. For a dome team, I'd much. But I really don't think. I mean, that to me is just, they can't let him walk with the way that that team is being built right now. Are you kidding me? They got to give him the money in New Orleans. That would be insanity. This to me is just both sides maybe negotiating that last couple million dollars, whatever it is, in guaranteed money, and Drew Brees being older. If he leaves there, that would be an absolute total shock. That would be the biggest shocker I've seen in a long time in NFL free agency if he ends up leaving that organization right now with the way that they built themselves. Maybe Sean Payton saying, hey, we're a running team now. Look, we got Ingram and Kamara and Michael Thomas is great. We'll be fine. We got a great defense. We don't need to pay all that money. We'll go figure it out.
I will say, though, that there are a number of players that are going to receive huge deals other than Kirk Cousins. One of those is Nate Solder, the left tackle from the New England Patriots. He's going to be on the open market, and he is going to be, you know, by far the best offensive lineman on the market. And he is a left tackle, and he is a Super Bowl winner, and he has played with Tom Brady. That guy is going to get a ton of dough. Maybe he takes a little less than the play in New England, but he is going to get a ton of dough. This kid Norwell, the guard from Carolina, I know he is on the radar, of course, of the New York Giants.
Yep.
They will try to get him in here, due in large part to, you know, Gettleman knowing who he is. But he also is going to be a player that many teams are going to want as well. So this is where it really gets to be hairy. And for the Jets, I don't know. You know, there's perception. There's reality. If they lose Cousins, they stay at number six. The Bills get up in front of them in the draft. I mean, this could turn out to be a huge disaster for them. But it also could turn out the other way. It could be a huge plus for them if in fact, they can convince the guy to come here, Cousins, to come here. Now, there's going to be look, if he decides to go to Minnesota, it's going to be kissing Cousins goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I could see it right now. If he decides to stay here, It's going to be desperate Jets offer war chest. You know, that's what that's going to be. It's going to be that, you know, they went all out to go get him, and it's going to be a negative tinge to it that way.
I don't believe it will be.
I know it will be.
No, I don't think so.
It's just the way it is around here.
Because they're so dead set on this, if they end up getting him and they're not the favorites to get him, I don't know if it's going to be that negative.
Just remember that there's 50% of the fan base doesn't want him.
Yeah, I know.
So there's going to be a loud chorus one way or the other. If they don't get him, see, we can't get him with the Jets. Oh, my God. This whole thing. You know, that whole mindset, the Joe Beningo mindset.
Yep.
And then there's the other side of it. Oh, now we've overpaid for somebody. How is that adversely going to affect the roster? Oh, my God, we're so desperate. We suck. I mean, I know I could see it.
Well, you can't make those people
so
happy.
It's so predictable.
Right. But I do think, though, even though I think it would be a bad deal to give him 5 years guaranteed.
I'm telling you, that's what they're going to end up having to give
him. I don't think it's the smartest move to build a roster. There's going to be a lot of celebration there.
Well, there you go. But
there's
going to
be a lot of celebration.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the mindset.
Yeah. I don't want him on my team either.
If you get him signed, desperate Jets give entire war chest to Cousins.
Yeah.
I could see it right now.
Well, and there's also going to be someone right there saying that the Jets have a quarterback for the first time in how many years? You know, that's what they're going to say. The best quarterback, without even playing a game, is the best quarterback they've had, you know, in their history since Namath. I mean, that's what people are going to be saying, too, at least statistically. You said it yourself, 4,000-yard season. You don't see that stuff.
Three of them.
Right.
Three of them in a row.
So you don't see that stuff from the Jets and their offense.
True.
And their quarterbacks.
But I'll tell you what, there's two coaches over there, Rick Dennison and Jeremy Bates, that are praying to God that this guy comes here.
Yeah.
Because that's why they're here. They're here because, you know, they know him. They know the offense. He knows the offense and all of that other stuff. They're going to have to do their best sales. And then at the end of the day, it's going to come down, I believe, it will come down to what is the net amount of money that Kirk Cousins will put in his pocket after taxes, after bonuses, who's got guarantee money, all of that crap. What is that number? And what is that number compared to when it comes to Minnesota versus the Jets?
Give me money! Over here! Money! Money!
And that's
cash,
where the disadvantage is for the Jets, for
but
sure.
But you know what? I appreciate the situation that Kirk Cousins is in. And I think it's great. I think that's exactly what the NFL players need. They need players like him going out there and breaking the bank and breaking the old guard way of doing things. Somebody has to do it, and he has to be the guinea pig because he happens to be the perfect player at the perfect moment in time to be able to do that.
Right, and it's not going to happen again anytime soon. What this does is helps out the quarterbacks that are already on those teams where the teams have to pony up and get them under contract. Because, you know, free agent quarterbacks, this is a very unique situation with an organization that screwed it up with a guy who should have been their quarterback for 15 years.
And that's why there is a serious thought that, you know, maybe you can pry Drew Brees away from a team
Man.
For 3 years. I don't think that I'm, you know.
No,
I'm,
I know. I mean, I'm just way, saying I that I would love that in Minnesota. But that would be great.
But I also wonder whether or not he's just waiting to see what Cousins get because, you know, Aaron Rodgers hasn't signed his new deal yet either.
Right.
Well, so they're probably waiting to see what Cousins gets. And then let's negotiate off of that.
Yeah, but Drew Brees is 9 years older, though. You know, I mean,
Drew Brees doesn't show any signs of slowing down, does he?
No.
How do you play? How do you play against Minnesota in the divisional game?
Well, I mean, he was first half. He was not great. Second half, he was really good.
He lit you boys up.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
How you doing?
Right, of course. But he's also 39, so you see the end.
You just sat here and told me that you'd love to have him.
I would, but what my point is that if I'm arguing the other side of it, I'm not going to give him the same money I'm giving Cousins because you could deteriorate immediately. I mean, you're going to hit 40 years old. You're telling me that you're going to be that good for that long? But I would still, of course, because I think that with Drew Brees next year, you can win a Super Bowl. But 2 years, 3 years down the road, I don't know. Because he's not, I mean, he's got 40 years old.
So is Tom Brady.
Well, Tom Brady's it's a different world.
He threw for 505 yards against Philadelphia in the Super Bowl and lost.
Well, I know.
Plus,
he's amazing.
He was chugging a beer with Stephen Colbert. So.
I don't believe it was a beer. I don't think
I
it
do.
Was.
See, I'm I told you, he's a regular guy.
He's
a regular
not.
Guy.
If you look at the video, Colbert, he switches the cups around.
He makes
this whole thing where he switches the cups. If it was, why would there be two different types of beer? They just pour the same beer into the cups, and he pulled them out from under his desk, put them up, and then turned. He looked at a producer offset and then went, oh, like that, and then moved it around. One of them was apple juice, I'm telling you. There's no
apple
way that
juice.
Or something, or just water with some sort of, I don't know what it was. It was not beer. He did not
ginger
chug
ale?
Beer. Could have been that, too. Yeah, was not beer. I can get ginger beer, maybe. I don't know. Something with zero calories that was made from some sort of organic goat in a mountain somewhere. There's no way that that was beer. He doesn't drink beer. He doesn't do anything. He hasn't had a strawberry in his life. And you're telling me he's going to go on Stephen Colbert and chug a beer? The hell out of here. The guy doesn't eat mushrooms.
An organic goat in the mountains.
That's where, where he gets his milk from.
All right. Well, it's 6:20 on the Fan. It's Boomer and Geo. All right, Jet fans, wake up, man. It's your time. One way or the other. You're going to be getting the back pages here in the next couple days as to whether or not you're either going to sign a quarterback and mortgage your entire future, or you're going to lose out on the quarterback and maybe get jumped in the draft if that's the case. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. It is the money spot right now for Mike McCagney, and that's for sure. All right.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.